We live in a world that's filled with a lot of sadness and pain. But sometimes we need to get ourselves away from that sadness and pain. We like to laugh. How many here like to laugh? Have humor? That one back there. But did you know that you cannot tickle yourself? Try tickling yourself. See if you make yourself laugh. See, you laugh thinking about it, but you can't do it. You can tickle your neighbor. I suggest you don't try that right now. It might cause a problem. Might end a friendship pretty quick there. But we associate tickling with laughing. We'll tickle a child and they'll laugh. But you tickle your pet, they don't laugh. We are the only being that God created that does not laugh. I mean, that does laugh. Not, you know, the cat doesn't laugh. Your dog doesn't laugh. It might in here laugh at you, but, you know. We laugh at many things, such as our children, when they're funny or not, or when correcting them. How many of you, when you had children, had to send them to their room, and you go to their room to correct them? And you get in there, and there's something about the whole situation. They really needed corrected or talked to. There's something so funny about it. You cannot wait to get outside the room, down the hall somewhere, before you bust out laughing. But you got to do it with one out of earshot so they don't hear you. That would ruin the whole thing. We laugh at things. Other people, we laugh with them. We laugh at ourselves, which we do that most of the time. I'll come back to that later. But sometimes laughing comes at a very inopportune time. I have a cousin on my dad's side. When she's stressed, she will laugh. She will laugh at a funeral. When my grandmother died, she came to us. She said, "Please, if you hear somebody laugh, it's me, and I don't mean to." And she did, you know. But she tried really hard not to, but you could hear that, you know, that little tickle coming up there. Yeah. There's something in there. It's just the stress of the thing. But sometimes we laugh and you don't think anyone knows we laugh. Let's turn to Genesis 17. I know it's in here. Then God said to Abraham, "As for your Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai anymore, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her, and also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she will be the mother of many nations. Kings of people shall come from her." Then Abraham fell down on his face, and then what did he do? He laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old and Sarah who is 90 years old bear a child?" Well, we'll find out. Let's go to 9 to 15. Then they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" So he said, "Here, in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." Sarah was listening, and in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I have grown old, shall I have the pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I surely bear a child since I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah, what'd she do? She denied it, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, oh, no, but you did laugh, you know. So we've seen those with our kids and other people, too. We're having fun yet? We mostly end up laughing at ourselves, silly, stupid things that we do. I've got a brother that's 10 years younger than I am. Everybody's younger than I am now. But when my brother was turning 21, he and his wife, me and my wife, we took him to Reno, to the casino, which we did at the time, for his birthday. We shared a hotel room. Double beds, because economics would get two rooms, you know. So we went out and we played and had fun for a couple hours. And we decided it's time to rest and go back to the room. So we did that. And we got to the room, we got talking, and something funny, I don't remember what it was, I wish you did, but we got laughing, and we laughed. And we laughed. We all went to bed, and we laughed, and we laughed. And you get all quiet, just ready to doze off on somebody's snickers, just thinking about what we talked about. And it started again. And it's just about, I think this must have went on for an hour, you know, think about it again, and somebody starts in again. It's not the same person, though. It's always a different one. But those funny things that we do, you know, we laugh. I know a couple. They worked hard, and it was pretty late one evening. The wife came home, and she informed her husband that she needed to get up early the next morning to drive to San Francisco, which is, I forget how far that was, but that she had to get up early, but her lights wouldn't turn off in the car. Well, the husband dutifully can't think what to do, you know, because you're always in a state of, you know, flexier. He decides that only the one thing to do is take the bulbs out. Now, a lot of you are laughing in the back of your mind because you know what's going to happen. So he dutifully takes all the bulbs out of the car, knowing that he's going to get up like 4:30 in the morning and put them all back in. Well, after he's proceeded taking all the bulbs out, this epiphany comes up on him. It's like the old Ford commercial, the had a better idea, the light bulb comes on. What do? You get down to the last bulb and this comes in it. Where does the power for the lights come from? Your battery. Well, it's too late. So next morning, he's going to get up and put the bulbs back in the car. And he shows his wife how to disconnect the battery and then hook it back up, because he wasn't going to be with a repair shop. So he could make a repair on the next day when she gets home. Yes, I did that. And that's been many years ago. I look back at it now, and it's funny. At the time, it was not funny. It was frustrating, you know. But, you know, we need to take God seriously, but we don't need to take ourselves not quite so seriously. We like to laugh. And if you want, like, a title for this message is called, Laughing Matters. And it can be used, laughing does matter, or laughing matters is something that matters, you know. It's fun. But we need to stick around today. I think we're going to have some laughing going on, you know. We also, God planned us. Let's imagine, imagine God looking at us and laughing a lot, all the crazy things that we do. He's the one part of his creation, he doesn't have to worry about the others because he knows what they're going to do. You know, they're just programmed that way. But us, he's going to laugh at us. And so just hang in there. And how does he know that? On Genesis, I believe it's in Genesis 2. God says, let's make man after our own kind. So we're made after God's kind. So if he made us after his kind, don't you think that he probably laughs too? He has a good time. But this evening we're going to have a fun time and hope everybody laughs until they're hurt, until they cry, you know. And I've seen that happen, and I think that's what we'll be able to do. And there's a time, if you'll turn to Ecclesiastes. Yeah. Here it is. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 4. So there's a time to weep and a time to laugh, and a time to mourn and a time to dance. Today, this evening, we'll have a thing together. We're in a fun time, and it's a time to laugh. We should all laugh. Laughing helps us our immune system. It helps just energize us. And it takes away the stress and of pain and things like that. But we need to remember that we need to laugh once in a while. We need to laugh at least several times a day. So brethren, stick around for the movie tonight. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Somebody already know. But you'll find out, and you can laugh until you hurt or till you cry.